Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Hey, looking at this thing, it's kind of interesting. The tallest building in each state. Do you think we have a building that's taller than anybody else's?
You mean Idaho has a taller building than somebody else's?
Do we have the smallest tallest?
No, I don't think we have the smallest tallest.
Who has the smallest tallest?
I'm going to say maybe Montana.
I'm going with Alaska.
Okay.
Alaska, let's see. Well, 22 stories, 290 feet.
Yeah,
it's the tallest building in Alaska.
I think is the Zions Bank building taller than that?
I don't know. Yeah, let's go to.
I know we don't have New York beat.
No,
or Illinois.
Or even Delaware.
Or Atlanta.
Yeah, or
Houston.
Florida,
or
Georgia.
Los Angeles. Or, actually, those are cities.
I know. Zions Bank building.
Yeah.
323.
Oh, good.
So it's higher, right?
Yeah.
It only has 18 stories, though.
I used to get the World Almanac every year, you know, well, kind of before the internet, but I really enjoyed it. And there was a part in there about tall buildings, and it listed every building in the United States that was over 300 feet, except in New York City.
Yeah.
Because
there were so many.
Yeah, because there were, in fact, in New York City, they only listed the ones that are over 600 feet, and they had 100 more than anybody else did on the list.
Ooh, I think you might have won. Tallest building in Montana.
Yeah.
The first interstate center in Billings.
Uh-huh.
20 stories, 272 feet.
Hmm.
That's the shortest, right?
I don't know. You've got the thing in front of you, I guess. Or you have the whole chart?
Well, yeah, but you got to go one at a time. It's really stupid.
Oh.
So I'm going
to
just...
You mean like hit that arrow and go to the next... You know,
yeah, I'm going to fast forward now to...
I don't like to do that.
Wyoming. Tallest building in Wyoming. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, Wyoming won.
Yeah.
Or lost. Probably won.
White Hall, a dormitory at the University of Wyoming in Laramie, is the tallest building in the state at 12 stories and 200 feet.
Wow, that's not terribly tall.
No. We have several buildings in Boise.
Of course, they have Devil's. You know, they have Devil's Tower.
They have that. So
Wyoming, I realize that's not man-made, but it is fairly tall.
Wyoming's a winner.
Yeah,
wasn't even close.
It would probably be smart not to build buildings too tall in Alaska, based on what happened there in 1965.
Yeah, those earthquake things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you know, tall buildings when they fall, they fall further, or at least the top part does.
What did you think? Did you see President Trump's introduction of his nominee for the Supreme Court?
I didn't. I heard it.
He blew it.
Yeah, I heard it. He said from the U.S. Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court, or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, he blew his line.
If confirmed by the Senate, Neil Gorsuch won't just restore the conservative tilt that the Supreme Court had before Antonin Scalia's death a year ago. He could help it endure for decades to come because he's only 49 years old.
Yeah. If he is confirmed, he would be the first of the Supreme Court justices in my lifetime to be younger than I. Because I'm 51 and he's 49.
Judicial conservatism will be brought to the court if he makes it, whose right flank is getting old and out of style. Justice Anthony Kennedy, with whom Gorsuch clerked, is 80. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito are both in their 60s. At least he's from the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Roberts became Chief Justice when he was only 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what they're saying.
Well, and I guess you're hanging around
for a long time.
Again, I was doing something else when it was on, but I heard quite a bit about it. I was talking to my dad, and he watched it.
Mm.
And he kept bringing up the fact that he was from the Western United States, which apparently not a lot of justices have been. Sandra Day O'Connor, I guess, was from, what, Arizona or New Mexico?
Yeah.
I know I've been to a museum that was dedicated to Sandra Day O'Connor that's in Arizona. But it seems like she grew up partially in that state and partially in another one.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think? Good choice, bad choice? Who knows? Hard to say, really.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are still... There are still people in Congress who are complaining that the last nominee, Obama's final nominee for the Supreme Court, never got a hearing at all and was essentially just summarily dismissed.
And there was big anger at that.
Yeah.
And now the Republicans are going, hey, they better not throw any roadblocks in the way of this guy.
And the reason and or excuse that everybody used at that time was they said that Joe Biden himself had come up with this. It's not even a rule. It's just essentially it was an idea that during an election year, the president who's leaving, the lame duck president, shouldn't be able to load up the Supreme Court with a bunch of nominees, although they don't always get a chance to do so. But Merrick Garland was supposed to be kind of a compromise choice, since he's not particularly right or left of center, according to Obama, anyway.
WBOI News Time, 8:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Neil Gorsuch, his confirmation, whether with Democratic support or a change in the Senate rules to eviscerate the minority party's power to block him, would accomplish three things for conservatives. If he gets to the court by April, he could tip the balance in some controversial cases involving religious liberty and transgender rights. The court has not scheduled those in other cases for fear of emerging with 4-4 ties that do nothing to advance the law nationally. Longer term, his presence could spell doom for some of Obama's forays into areas such as health care, immigration, and environmental protection. Included in his plan to combat global warming by regulating power plant emissions, which is now pending at the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. And in years to come, he could be joined by other Trump nominees to form a more permanent conservative majority. That could happen if Kennedy retires or if Ginsburg or Justice Stephen Breyer leave the court under any circumstances.
They don't like to mention that they could pass away.
They're saying Neil Gorsuch could be there until 2050. Or beyond.
Well, possibly. It depends on how long he lives. He's 49. I mean, people die at 53, so he could be on there for 4 years. The part I liked about what you just read is that sentence that mentioned that a 4-4 tie would not advance the law.
Exactly. Yeah,
and see, that indicates that every time a law is ever changed, it's necessarily advancement. Progressives are always saying that.
Yeah,
like, well, we have to change everything because we're constantly progressing. Well, yes and no. Some laws, if you change them, you make things worse, and that is not progress.
Yeah,
which is why, and we've said this for years, that when people say, well, the legislature didn't do anything this year or the Congress hasn't done anything in months.
Good.
Yeah, that's still doing something. When you go over a bill and decide it's not very good and turn it down, yeah, that's doing something.
They've had a couple of cases where two of the Supreme Court justices had to recuse themselves. And so they had actually two or three with six, which is just not enough. They're going, we can't do this. So they do need to get somebody on the court.
Well, and here's another thing. I hate the attitude. I don't have it, and I hate the attitude that you already know when a case goes before the Supreme Court how everyone's going to vote.
And they always
say that.
Or
how everyone's going to rule.
Yeah.
I do not like that. I would prefer that the case be argued, by both sides, and looked at with as much of an objective eye as you possibly can, even though I don't believe in complete objectivity. Everybody's had a different life. But just, you know, let the case rest on its own merits or the way it's argued or whatever. You know, don't just go in saying, okay, we've got four conservatives and you know, five liberals or five conservatives and four liberals, so we know this is going to win 5-4.
Yeah, that's
that doesn't seem like it should even be part of the system.
But it is. But you're right. It doesn't seem like it should be. Doesn't seem like it should be a foregone conclusion.
No, nothing should.
No. I wonder why that is. Is the chasm that wide?
Well, it's just the way most of the recent presidents have preferred to choose somebody. That somebody,
no moderates,
somebody whose rulings that they agree with, and so your Republicans tend to get guys who have ruled more conservatively,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and especially on the issues.
Well,
that
I can
conservatives
understand that.
Yeah, and when you have a more liberal president, you'll pick a more liberal judge.
I also understand
like a
that.
Sonia Sotomayor or somebody like that.
But then you know, there's got to be, especially in the Supreme Court, you've got to have some middle ground where you can
well, and in a lot of cases, John Roberts has turned out to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you know he was when he was appointed, they assumed he would be just conservative all the time, but he kind of hangs around the middle of the road.
Oh,
but Scalia didn't. Scalia was definitely conservative.
Well, interesting.
But there again, I mean, you know, judge the case when it hits your desk, not before.
Yeah, don't let the case be judged in the morning newspaper.
Exactly.
Yeah, which they tend to like to do. What do you think of the choice? I guess we don't know enough about them yet, right?
Well, not really.
I mean, really.
I mean, you know, at a level below the Supreme Court, unless you've appeared before a judge, you usually don't know much about the guy.
Yeah, that's true. That is kind of true. And after, until he's ruled on a couple of things, you go, oh, okay. He's what we thought he was, or he's not what we thought he was.
Right.
All right. Interesting. Got to say one thing for Trump. He's getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong, he's getting stuff done.
Yeah, well, it remains to see. To be seen how many Democrats will want to kill this nomination the same way that the nomination last year was killed.
Yeah, by Republicans.
Exactly.
If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
I got an interesting thing from Mark, a guy who calls us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He sends me a lot of stuff. This one, I don't know if I can move my, this one kind of got to me because it sounded like a way that you could be taken advantage of,
mm-hmm.
Without, you know, having any idea that you're getting hosed.
Oh, so you've been conned, but even afterward you don't realize it.
No. People are being victimized by scammers. This is the story.
Yeah.
Who call and ask, can you hear me? They record your answer, yes, in order to use it to authorize fake stuff.
Wow, that's very Mission Impossible, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to buy this Buick? Yes. So I looked it up in late January 2017.
Yeah.
That's a week ago.
Yeah, or yesterday.
Yeah, or yesterday. News outlets across the United States reported on a purported "Can you hear me?" telephone scam. According to those reports, the scam begins with an unsolicited phone call, which I usually never answer.
Yeah.
To the mark. After the caller makes contact, they ask the recipient, "Can you hear me?"
Mm-hmm.
To elicit a response of yes. and a potential onslaught of unauthorized charges ensues.
There's really no way to answer that no.
No, because if you can't hear them, you can't answer.
Yeah, you don't know what they asked you.
Yeah. Virginia police are now warning about the scheme, which also sparked warnings by Pennsylvania authorities late last year. The Can You Hear Me con is actually a variation of earlier scams aimed at getting the victim to say the word yes at any point in a phone conversation. That affirmative response is recorded and used to authorize unwanted charges on a phone or utility bill or on a stolen credit card.
Yeah.
You say yes, it gets recorded, and they say you've agreed to something.
Which you haven't.
No. According to the Director of Consumer Protection for the Consumer Federation of America, Susan Grant, I know that people think it's impolite to hang up, but it's good strategy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what I do, but if you're distracted or something and you get this phone call, you know, and you're like talking to Debbie or something,
mm-hmm.
and you hear this person go, hey, can you hear me? You might just say yes.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't necessarily be thinking about a con.
Exactly. How can you get charged if you don't provide a payment method? The con artist already has your phone number, and many phone providers pass through third-party charges. Don't know what that means.
What you should do is have it ready, and when you hear somebody on the phone say, can you hear me, you just get silent and go, Uncle Joe, what's it like on the other side? Or something, you know, this really bizarre like that.
Yeah, or an air horn. That would be good. At first glance, the warning sounded reasonably valid. Major news outlets covered it.
Yeah.
A Better Business Bureau satellite office reported the scam.
Yeah.
But closer examination revealed some questionable elements. Primarily, this is on Snopes. Mm-hmm. We haven't been able to identify any scenario under which a scammer could authorize charges in another person's name.
Just with the word yes?
Simply by possessing a voice recording of that person saying yes.
Yeah.
Without also already possessing a good deal of personal and account information for that person, and without being able to reproduce any other form of verbal response from that person.
Yeah, generally, if you're signing up for something for the first time, they don't know what your voice sounds like.
Yeah, they don't know it's you.
So they really don't need a recording of your voice. The best thing, if you've got somebody's credit card or lifted their wallet and have all their personal information, I don't see why you need their voice at all.
You could just use yours,
I guess.
Moreover,
are there any credit card accounts or things like that that actually have voice recognition on the phone?
No, that's what they're saying here.
Yeah.
Even if such a scenario existed, it's hard to imagine why scammers would need to utilize an actual audio recording of the victims repeating the word yes rather than simply providing that response themselves, like we just said.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know, phone companies, utilities, and credit card issuers do not maintain databases of voice recordings of their customers and use them to perform real-time audio matching to verify identities during customer service.
This may be a good story about a scam, but not actually a scam, since we can't really figure out a good way to scam people just by using their voice on the phone.
Yeah, lesson to be learned, though, huh?
Well, sure.
In all, news reports that Snopes found, interviewees merely reported having been asked the common question, can you hear me, but did not aver that they themselves had fallen prey
or answer it
to
like
scammers.
This. Answer it like this. Ask me if I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's pretty good, actually.
And then I'll go, yes, it is pretty good. Blew it.
If you hear someone say, I can't hear you, or can you hear me, the first reaction you have is to say yes. But I tell you what.
Get a better plan.
If this is true or if this is false,
yeah.
Somebody asked me, can you hear me on the phone anytime soon?
Tommy, is that you?
That's another one for old people.
Yeah. Tommy, can you hear me?
No, the grandkid thing. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to Jim in Boise. Jim, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of those calls, and I haven't said anything.
Seriously?
Yes, because, you know, you mentioned the rude part. For one thing, I come from a world that was not rude. That world died about 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's not around now.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So just somebody coming up with that blatantly like that, you know, just doesn't feel right. And I say I'm 70 years old, and when you get to this age, you know, with computerized world, mm-hmm. you know that everybody knows everything about you. And when I hear that, can you hear me, I think that they think that I'm senile and I'm a blithering idiot, so I just hang up.
Yeah, they probably just hope you are.
Well, yeah. I know a lot of these people do. You know, I mean, they come up with some stupid little cute little comment, and I'm not about to fall for that. But, I mean, I've gotten a lot of those, and I have never had an inclination to say yes.
Do you have caller ID?
Nope, I don't believe in those. I'm one that when the phone rings, I'm curious enough. A lot of people have used their answering machines to screen calls.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't believe in that. I'm curious. And I answer when I get them. Well, a lot of times, too, I'll say hello maybe three times. And then you'll hear this stupid thing. You know it's a solicitation.
Yeah.
And anyway, I mean, I've gotten those all the time. Can you hear me? And I just hang up.
I feel like when I first got an answering machine, and then later I had caller ID, you know, and then later a cell phone. And of course, there's the national no-call list.
Yeah.
As soon as I was on all of those things and had all those things available to me, I feel like I gained like an extra 3 or 4 years of life.
Yeah.
Because I was answering the phone all the time and just listening to people who were trying to sell me something or get something out of me or con me out of something.
You know, see, this is the sad world that we live in where we have to monitor all this stuff and protect ourselves from whatever. Idiots, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I know people too. You know, I mean, in 2017, who would say, "Well, I'm not going to answer the phone because it's not one of my friends." My friends would text me.
Well, here's the deal: if I don't recognize the number,
yeah,
or if you know something from Rhode Island come in like yesterday, I'm not going to answer that.
And if they want to
talk to me, they'll leave a message.
Absolutely, and you can call them right back.
And if they don't leave a message, then I just avoided a
then
scam.
Then it probably wasn't something that was going to benefit your life anyway.
But nonetheless, I will never answer the question, can you hear me on the telephone?
I love those, too. You want a free cruise. How fast can you get to Miami?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been there yet, and I'm 51.
Ship leaves at 6.
So I'm thinking maybe somewhere around 50 years?
Yeah. You know you can do that in Miami, though? When the boats aren't full?
Oh, you can
I
go,
mean, there
you,
are people that hang can, out in Miami
can, well, yeah.
just to fill it up. Cause
well,
they,
great.
And they,
I mean,
they get like a cruise for like $200.
If you have a little bit of money and lots of time and no job, I think that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you're retired.
Especially if you like buffet.
Yeah, 916.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 922. KBOI Rewards Code is here, H-E-A-R. H-E-A-R. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Go to 670KBOI.com, enter here in today's 5,000 rewards points. All right, right now we have a 2-pack and a 4-pack of tickets to the big game showing at the Village in Meridian. So you can go out and see that. It will be absolutely incredible. Bring a friend. Enjoy snacks. Excuse me. Great food from the Bistro. Beverages from Idaho's finest brewery. So you have to be 21 years old.
Which is because of the breweries.
Right. Brought to you by Greene's Appliance Heating and Cooling. So if you want to go, we have an exclusive big game viewing party at Village Cinemas in Meridian. Be callers number 6 and number 7. Caller number 6 gets his choice of a 2 or 4 pack. Caller number 7 gets what's left.
336-3711. If you've never seen a football game in a movie theater before,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. It's also very large. We had one of the Boise State game viewing parties there in the fall, and that was fantastic, and the place was packed with people. I'm guessing this is going to be even more packed. But it's a great thing. You sit there in comfort, you know, and you've got snacks and beverages all around, and it's just kind of fun. It's like you're at the game.
Yeah, and you got people cheering and stuff. It's like being there.
Yeah, except it's warmer.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Twin Falls. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. I guess you can hear me, so that's okay. Hey, I just want to let you know there's a tool or an app that I found at the app store for my smartphone that identifies who the caller is and announces the name based off of the names in your contact list. So you get a call, it says, you know, call from Bob or call from John.
Yeah, my wife has that on her office phone.
Or it says call from unknown. And when I get the call from unknowns, it's like, okay, that's fine and dandy. I just don't answer it and let it go. But it sure does help to find out who's calling, you know. And that way you can choose. It's just an app you can get from the App Store. And they're free. Pretty easy to use.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, anything that'll help.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Dave of Boise wrote in about Gorsuch, the new Supreme Court nominee. He says, I was shocked to hear that he was 49. I thought he was a man in his 60s after he described his life and achievements. How come politicians always look so aged? Look at any president and how they have aged just during their time in office. Stress is known to age people. Well, that's the reason. You answered your own question.
Yep.
But I don't think it's very healthy, no matter how you look at it. No, probably not. It's
Well, look at Obama. Look at Clinton when he went in, when he came out. Look at Bush, the younger, how much he aged. It takes a toll on you.
The only one who didn't seem to change much was Reagan, but he was already
old.
He was already 69 when he became president. And, of course, Trump is 70. He's had more work done. Dave of Boise.
He might be the first one that doesn't age.
Says, you're leaving out one of the factors, which is we
got
the people.
Got our winners?
Oh, we do? We got winners?
We need one more phone call.
You're leaving out one of the factors, which is we the people. Don't we get a say in what is going on in the system? This is what I hope President Trump is talking about when he says he is going to hand the power over to the people.
KBOI News Time, 9:26.
You are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Say, bring that LG
air purifier
back in here. Need it today.
Well, they had to try it.
It's all dusty.
They had to try it out in some other rooms.
Yeah, I'm sure. I guess we'll just have to go down to R.C. Willie and buy one.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Everybody should do that.
Talking about scams today, and it's weird how many people are touched by these things.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty incredible stuff. And one of them for people my age. I don't have any grandkids, but a lot of... elderly people have grandkids.
Right.
And if somebody finds out through whatever that you have a grandson named Ed who lives in Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah. Or they'll go with like Mike or Chris or Dave or something. Yeah. You know, they're just, you know, those names that every 10 years are still popular names.
Grandma, this is Mike. I'm in jail.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell Mom and Dad. I'm really embarrassed. And I tell you what, I'm in a jam here, and I need
cash.
I need $700 to get out. As soon as I get back home, I'll mail it to you. I really do need your help.
You know where this was a problem? This was a big problem several years ago.
Yeah.
And it actually hit Utah pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's fairly obvious there. Yeah. I mean, in general, not everybody, but in general, a lot of your Mormon families, which Utah has, have, you know, maybe four or more children. And then those children grow up and
four or more children.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, you know, I've got cousins that are Mormon and they've got 20 descendants.
Exactly.
And they're not much older than I am. That would be, you know, fairly easy. I mean, you get somebody who has a lot of grandchildren and somebody who's, you know, very concerned about helping them out, and all of a sudden, all the money's gone.
Mm-hmm. And it's heinous
to
pick on old people.
Yeah.
Stop it. Get a job, you young slug butt.
That's what I was. It's always amazing how many scams will come up, like right after a natural disaster or a terrorist attack or some terrible thing that happens. You'll get a phone call. This terrible thing just happened. Would you like to donate? What's your credit card number?
I've been getting a deal.
Well, I don't remember donating $10,000 to these people.
I've been getting a deal that, and I never do anything on the phone. I always do everything by mail.
Yeah.
Because you're protected. I mean, because mail fraud is against the law. Mm-hmm. People can get away with stuff on the phone. So I'm getting a thing from a cancer, and there are a million cancer things. And we had one guy call me up, and I said, I don't do anything on the phone. I just don't do anything on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
send me an invoice.
And he started getting really angry. I said, and then I got angry. I said, you know, I do not have to give you any money just because you're at a good cost. So we hung up, traced his number, and found out that, yes, he did work for a cancer group, which gave like 50% of their money to cancer, and the other 50% went to HIM. You know, went to him, and it said, very abrasive, very abrupt.
Yeah.
If you get a call from this number, hang up.
Yeah, and there are services.
So, it's not over.
Yeah, there are websites and services like that. You put in a phone number that you don't recognize that you got on your phone, and other people have written in there, like, this was a robocall, and, you know, I answered, and I ended up talking to a machine. They're trying to sell you, you know, some scam in the Gulf of Mexico, you know, whatever. And it's actually very useful because you can block that number then from your phone. Well, at least on my plan, you can.
So
and,
now...
And they don't bother you anymore. I keep getting calls from, like, I get a call from Midvale, Utah about twice a day.
Really?
And I looked it up one time, and I haven't blocked it yet. I looked it up one time, and they're trying to sell you something in particular. I don't remember what, but I just wonder, you know, seriously, twice a day when I haven't answered the phone in a year and a half?
It's a robot. I mean, it'll go on forever.
It's not one, you know, it's not an artificial intelligence because they learn.
Yeah. But anyway, I started getting mail from this guy, this guy who was abrasive and et cetera, saying that I had promised to give him X amount of dollars if he would mail me the stuff. And he has my address and all of this stuff.
Right.
And it really kind of ticks me off. I mean, he sends it to me all the time. Stop.
Do you guys have a fireplace?
Maybe I could send a bomb back. A fire? Yes, we do. Why?
Well, you can start fires with it at least.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Can't do that with a phone call.
Scams.
Unless you're, you know, like, really mad.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you have one of those... you know, what was it? What was it called? The Galaxy 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't need to. Let's go to AJ of Nampa. AJ, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. And wonderful morning. A little chilly and a little snowy, but wonderful. I got a call one time, and they asked for my wife. And I says, in regards to what? And they said, this is so and this. And I says, you know, you guys really, really have stooped to real depths. I said, we buried my wife last Thursday.
Oh.
And then I went on to, I talked to him for 20 minutes, and I've called him. I said, you know, you're lower than whale poop. It's at the bottom of the ocean. And this guy finally hung up on me.
That's pretty good when you can get him to hang up on you.
Yeah. I like that. Just tell him, hey, let me tell you something, and then talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I found an air horn is a good thing, too.
Anything that works. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks, AJ.
Appreciate it.
And I enjoy your program. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. So he just turned him around, huh? KBOI News Time, 9:45.
KBOI.
All right, so we are back. We're talking about scams today. And we talked about the grandparent scams. See, we're so stupid because we're not devious, right?
Well, and that's not, it's not necessarily stupid. If you are a person who does not tend to lie, then you don't suspect people of lying all the time. If you're a person who isn't dishonest, then the first thing you expect from other people is not that they will be dishonest either. And so you tend to be down at the police station a lot reporting stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So the grandparent scam.
Yeah.
You're pretending you're a grandkid.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you do it, and it's so simple, and we didn't know it. Hi, Grandma. Do you know who this is?
Oh yeah, that's a good. You know, you don't have to give him a name that way.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yes, it's Bobby. I thought you died.
Oh, right. I'm in jail.
No, guess again, Grandma.
Yeah. It could be jail, could be overdue rent, could be whatever.
And the trouble with scams.
Send me a money, Graham.
The trouble with scams, it's the same as when you get, you know, a million emails that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you look at some of them, you think, wow, that's stupid. Who could fall for that? Wow, that's incredibly dumb. But they send out, you know, 50 million of these things, and if they get one or two people, they've made a profit.
Yeah. Here's the top 10 for elderly people. Medicare health insurance scams.
Okay, I understand that.
Because everybody, all the older people have Medicare.
Yeah.
And they know it, so they say, well, this we can fill in stuff on your Medicare, blah, 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 blah.
Well, and unless you pay very, very close attention to the news, you know, the rules about Medicare and things like that tend to change frequently. And so somebody would definitely say, oh, well, is this a brand new rule? Okay, fine.
And they get the Medicare people. They say they're from Medicare.
Yeah.
They get you to give them your information, and they're off and running. Counterfeit prescription drugs.
Okay.
Because you can get them cheaper.
Cheaper, right. And who doesn't want that?
Yeah. So they get a lot of those. Funeral and cemetery scams.
Where they sell you stuff ahead of time.
Yeah. In one approach, scammers read obituaries and call or attend the funeral service of a complete stranger to take advantage of the grieving widow or widower.
That's what they call chutzpah.
Yeah. Another tactic of disreputable funeral homes is to capitalize on family members' unfamiliarity with the cost of funerals.
Did you ever see the movie Paper Moon back in 1973? Ryan O'Neal and Tatum O'Neal.
Yes.
And what they were doing, it was the Depression. And he was going around to small towns, and his scam was he would look at the obituaries.
Mm-hmm.
And if a man had died, like a week earlier, he would show up at the widow's house with a Bible, and he would have inscribed it, you know, to this, you know, whatever the woman's name was. And he would convince them that as a surprise for her, the husband had ordered this family Bible, you know, thinking it was going to be the greatest thing ever. And then, of course, he died unexpectedly. And I still have this Bible. Would you like to pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fraudulent anti-aging products. You want to live forever? You want to look 30? Yeah. Telemarketing and phone scams, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do business on the phone with people you don't know. Don't.
Good idea.
Yeah. The pigeon drop. Con artist tells the individual they've got a large sum of money, you know. And I just need, and for your goodwill, I just need you to send me $300 or send it to this.
For handling costs.
Yeah, for handling
or costs. Whatever, something like that.
Fake accident employee, charity scams.
It's better. It's cleaner than the pigeon dropping scam.
Yeah. Internet fraud.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not completely comfortable with the internet, never give any of your information to people you don't know.
Do you ever get the feeling that most of the internet is fraudulent?
I do.
Have you ever just had that feeling when you're looking around at stuff and some of the ads that pop up? You think, you know, more than 50% of this stuff is just completely illegitimate.
Yeah. Let's go quickly to Terry of Boise. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, you know, when I get something pop up on my caller ID and I don't recognize the number or it's been blocked, you know, when I answer it, I just say, this better be important. And they hang up. Simple.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, it's like, you know, like
the only problem with that is now they know it's a live number.
Well, true. But when they say, like, if you have a dog and your dog will bark, that a burglar won't even come near your house because they don't need the hustle, a lot of people will just cut out at the first sign of adversity.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that this better be important would be the first sign of adversity.
That's pretty good. Thanks, Terry.
Oh, yeah. It works.
Yeah.
It does work.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
There's another strategy.
Okay.
Other things to get seniors money, investment schemes, reverse mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
You get some guy who's 91 years old, sign him up knowing you're only going to have to pay him for 3 months. Sweepstakes and lottery scams, everybody likes that.
I would tell all these people, okay, here's a way you can scam old people out of money, all right? Go around to all of their houses, mow their lawns, shovel their walks, whatever season of the year it is, you know, rake their leaves, and then, you know, ask them if maybe they'd like to contribute $5.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And you also won't get arrested.
No, no. I like it. So, anyway, take care of your business. I am so suspicious of everybody.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's...
It's just gotten to be that way.
Yeah. You got
to
be...
Hey, this sounds too good to be true.
You know, and I can see...
Well, guess what?
I can see my mom, and I know some people who all you have to do is say you're in the service, and you know, I'm in the service, and is it okay if I call you mom?
Well, and then there's that... Then
you
there's,
know, and you're going,
there's,
whoa!
There's that,
stop it.
There's that misstep in logic where you say you're in the service and somebody thinks, oh, a serviceman wouldn't lie. I guess I can trust him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9:55. We're out of time today. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Idaho Talks Live.
Thank you for listening to the radio. A lot of people think streaming services like Spotify and Pandora have put a dent in the number of radio listeners. And they're right, a dent. But not a dent like... It's more like the kind of dent a shopping cart makes when it bumps into your car in the parking lot. Because according to a new research study, AM/FM radio is still the preferred way to hear music, talk, and sports. Radio reaches 73% of American adults every day. That's 73% of the buying public, and most of them are away from home, near your point of sale. When you add up Pandora, Spotify, SiriusXM, TV music channels, YouTube videos, podcasting, and your own collection of CDs, cassettes, and vinyl, 52% of listeners are doing what you're doing right now, listening to the radio. Put the power of Cumulus Radio to work for your business. Visit CumulusBoise.com. That's CumulusBoise.com.
No phones, no deadlines, no pressures. Just you and the one you love, snuggled up between the world's softest sheets. This Valentine's Day, don't worry about one good night out. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite, night after night, year after year. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where every set of sheets is made from 100% organic cotton that gets softer over time. Our sheets not only feel incredible, you'll love the way they look in your bedroom. They're beautifully packaged, no gift wrapping needed. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch loves them. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. This Valentine's Day, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you go to BollandBranch.com and use promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
We are 670 KBOI Boise.
A Cumulus station.
It's 10 o'clock. KBOI News starts now.